DraftKings.com.
Live from the DraftKings Sportsbook and Wild Rose Studio, this is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
And now on 106.3 FM.
The PSAs you hear on Miller and Condon and iHeartMedia Des Moines are presented in part by Nick Mick. We take care of our own. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Two, 5 minutes after the hour of 11 on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 on the FM dial. In 15 or so minutes, we'll talk to Adam Emenecker, part of that Drake team, 2008 Drake team, and now doing the television for Drake, MC22, and a number of other outlets as well. Adam Emenecker will help us preview Loyola and Drake, a very big, big back-to-back two-game tilt down at the Knapp Center starting tomorrow and then into Sunday, and both of those games televised. ESPN2? ESPN, well, they're on the ESPNs.
Yes, the deuce I know for Saturday.
Right. So, by the way, when you asked about you and I, when you mentioned you and I next Friday night, mm-hmm. I got a text from our correspondent in Eastern Iowa over in Guttenberg.
Yes.
It's on over here. You and I is on 9.2 on KCRG-TV. What is that?
That's the ABC affiliate.
That's the ABC?
Yep. So one of the overflows like we have mm-hmm. here with, you know,
8.2 and 13.1. Right. And
will somebody pick that up? I don't know. And DirecTV subscribers, unless, well, you have the antenna.
So you would
be able to mm-hmm. get that one with the antenna.
So if it's in, it doesn't necessarily mean that ABC WI would carry it on right. their overflow.
Right. Just a choice over there. And I'm sure they probably have some kind of partnership to get all their games on.
So I wonder who's doing the game then. If it's available somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It would probably be Eric Braley, who you hear a lot with the Panther Sports broadcast.
Yeah, I remember asking about who is that guy, and that's yep. what you told me. Okay.
So that would be my guess. It mm-hmm. would be him, but it could just be somebody contracted with an ESPN Plus that does it. You know, the Jordan Burnfield, who does a lot of basketball, right. but the football equivalent would do it the same way.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, let's hope Fox Sports Midwest overflow.
Yeah, it'd be
come
nice
on.
Too.
And Marquee Network?
They're looking. They're dying for content.
Let's get something.
They're starving for content. All right, couple of things. Let's do a little potpourri segment here. Let's mm-hmm. do some catching up. So we'll get to local in a second because the Iowa Cubs are in a new league, if you will, with some really cool teams.
It's a fun division.
It really is. With some, if there is such a thing as some brand name AAA mm-hmm. cities, we'll in a second. But just real quick on J.J. Watt, who got his release from Houston this morning. It had been rumored that he'd played his last snap as a Texan, and they're letting him walk for nothing. Granted, he's 32. He's been injured a lot in the last couple of years. But Trent, he's born in Wisconsin. He played at Wisconsin.
After starting at Central Michigan.
Right. I mean, he had to see because
wasn't good enough for the Badgers.
Think about that.
He wasn't good enough for anybody.
For anybody. But finally, Wisconsin came to their senses and he wreaked havoc in the Big Ten. Doesn't it seem like Green Bay to you? And here's the thing, whoever he signs with, he can sign as soon as, well, right now, because he was released by the Houston Texans. It's not like he's got to go through any process or anything. If you want him, go get him and get him quick. I think he's got something left, and I don't think that this would be a guy that's going to expect to break the bank at this mm-hmm. point in his career.
Well, he doesn't have to. Think of not just what he's made, obviously, as a football player. That guy has been one of the faces of the uh-huh. league for 8 years.
Do you remember when they had the hurricane in Houston, mm-hmm. and he set out to raise, I want to say, $250,000, and ended up raising over $30 million for that? What hurricane was that? Katrina? No, that wasn't Katrina. Whatever hurricane it was mm-hmm. in Houston, we right. remember that. We remember the city and how devastated it were was. And J.J. Watt, I don't know if it's a GoFundMe or whatever it
Harvey.
Was. What was that?
Hurricane Harvey.
Hurricane Harvey's out. Mm-hmm. He wanted to raise like $250,000 to help the city that he called home. And ended up raising over $30 million. And there's J.J. Watt, you know, in the food bank lines, yeah. loading up trunks. This seems like a pretty good dude. And I believe if Green Bay, if he does end up at Green Bay, I think his wife plays soccer professionally in the city of Chicago.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so he's going to be a Bear?
No, he's just going to be closer to her in Green Bay than Houston.
All right. That makes sense.
I think it does make sense. I think it makes perfect sense for him to end up there. Like, he's going to have, I would think, other options. But he wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's going to win next year. Green Bay's not going away next year.
Because we thought maybe this would be a step back after
13-3 2 years ago?
Yes. And some smoke and mirrors. It felt like that first season, they got away with some stuff. And
then
it showed
up. Blown out by San Francisco.
In the
championship
game.
That was a bad taste going into the offseason.
Maybe this team isn't quite 13-3 good. They'll still be okay. They got, but they'll be 10-6.
Yeah.
Good enough to win 13-3 again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw J.J. Watt there, who I'm with you, I think would play at a reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this. I mean, it's February. We're talking about the Packers being this good again. This isn't very fun.
No, it's not a slam dunk. It just makes it's just connecting the dots.
Yep.
So we'll see about that. So the Iowa Cubs are in the a new league, and here are some of the teams that they're going to be playing that will make their way down to Principal Park at some point this summer. The Columbus Clippers, that used to be the Yankees affiliate forever. They're the Cleveland affiliate. They'll be going to Indianapolis to take on Pittsburgh. I've seen the ballpark. Louisville, I've seen that ballpark. They're the Bats, the Cincinnati Reds farm team. Omaha, they keep them with Kansas City. Off they go north to St. Paul, the Twins affiliate. And here's a really big name in AAA. The Toledo Mudhens.
Yes.
I mean, everybody, if you follow baseball at all, you've heard of the Toledo Mudhens, and that's the Detroit Tigers affiliate. So a little different flavor going to be making their way to Principal Park at some point this summer, which I think is okay, don't you?
I'm excited about the St. Paul connection.
Well, with your Twins.
Yes, man. Guys,
now, I wonder if they'll lose Memphis, because the Cardinals affiliate was always a draw in the summer.
It was,
Cubs-Cards affiliate. I know they would emphasize that, advertise that. Mm-hmm. They never advertise players because they can't.
Right.
Come see blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah gets called up that morning. So that's not a good look. So we'll watch that. All right, so back to Iowa State's schedule for just a second. You said that on November the 20th, you looked at the schedule and not the, because Michael Swain said it's one of the, one of the bigger games, Iowa State going to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, Trent, that for the first time in a long time, when guys that cover college football are forecasting the Big 12, isn't it going to be Oklahoma and Iowa State?
It's not the Red River Shootout this year.
This is
the game that's circled.
Don't you think?
Coming into the year. Yes, when the Ivan Mazels of the world, when the Stuart Mandel, when those guys are...
Here's your Big 12 can't miss game.
And all the national guys are pleading with their bosses, hey, I didn't go out on the road at all. Hey. This is going to be, I'm coming up with my game plan for the year. And on November 20th, it includes flying into Oklahoma City and making the short drive to Norman for Iowa State, Oklahoma. That's the biggest Big 12 game of the year.
I know you're way ahead of ourselves that, as Swain put out there, maybe game day, but maybe game day.
Well, and you look at schedules and, you start with the SEC and Alabama.
Uh-huh.
They host Arkansas.
Yeah, nobody cares. Well, I shouldn't say nobody cares, but that's not a marquee game.
All right, Clemson.
Who do they have?
They host Wake Forest.
Nope.
Not going to happen. How about the Buckeyes?
Okay.
They host Michigan State.
Nope.
There's a long rebuild
happening
in East Lansing. Nebraska goes to Wisconsin.
No, because Nebraska can't hold up their end of the bargain yet.
Oklahoma State goes to Texas Tech in the Big 12. Baylor, K-State, Kansas, TCU. Iowa hosts Illinois. Notre Dame. They welcome in Georgia Tech.
Yeah, no.
Nothing there. Big Ten-wise, it is light.
What LSU, about, is the Pac-12 schedule out yet?
No, it is not. But you're looking through here, even the SEC. Texas goes to West
Georgia?
Virginia. Georgia, not listed. Wonder if they have one of those crap games. But yeah, it is a very light schedule that day. It is one of the better November projections, I think, that you can make. If Iowa State and Oklahoma hold up their ends of the deal, I don't think there's a doubt. Game day will be there.
So here's the Iowa State schedule that came out yesterday. Northern Iowa, we knew they were going to be first up, and they are. This is important for Campbell because Campbell's teams do not start well, as we've seen.
True.
You don't have to go back too far. And then the Hawks make their way to Jack Trice Stadium before the fan base in mass makes the way to Des Moines International Airport and Allegiant and Southwest flights. You know what? I don't think you can fly nonstop to Vegas on Southwest anymore.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy to think. Because for when Southwest first got here, it was so easy. But I think you have to stop in Denver or St. Louis now. But Allegiant flies nonstop.
It does. And you know what? If you have a layover and you're going to Vegas, yeah, it's fine.
But it was so nice to just get on that plane and you land in Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm sure. We got to go, right? You got your connections out there.
No, I can get a setup radio-wise.
We can do the shows from there.
Setup. Yep.
We could hang out at Veasan for a while. We could probably get Musburger on.
I can. You can. Between the two of us, we can pull that off. That would be me leaving Ankeny. But by then, I'll have two needles in my arm and I'll be good to go.
Yes.
And then the Big 12 starts at Baylor. It's going to be warm in Waco, you would think. Mm-hmm. Kansas, then a bye week. So you're feeling pretty good about this Iowa State team, at least you would think. And then you get into the heart of it with at K-State. Home to Oklahoma State, at West Virginia. And West Virginia, they are going to remember how badly they were embarrassed last year in Ames. But November, Texas comes to Ames, at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, TCU on the 27th, which may or may not get moved to Black Friday because it seemed like, that's where Iowa State's been in recent times, as recently as last year, that they had played there in the past. So we'll see if they get moved to Black Friday or not, or is there a Thursday game that might pop up on a schedule somewhere?
I am seeing there are some nonstops from Des Moines to Vegas on Southwest as well.
There are? What days?
It was a Thursday, Sunday that I looked in. Both of them
The plane used to leave at 12:05.
Yeah, that on the way back it was 12:35 on the return Vegas time, arriving at 5:25 on Sunday.
Yep.
Let's see if I can find that departure one.
It used to be 12:05.
12:05. So yeah, they still do have it.
Well, I don't know what I was looking at the other day because I couldn't get through.
Leaves 3:50 on a Thursday. Arrive there 4:55.
Perfect. By then your room's ready. You don't have to hang out. That pisses me off when you get there and your room's not ready. He'll put your bags over here.
Over under 25,000 Cyclone fans in the building.
Did they beat? Well, they're going to buy your ticket before the Iowa game.
Didn't travel to a bowl game this year. Didn't spend your money at the Big 12 tournament this year, more than likely.
No.
You got pent-up demand.
Over under 25,000 people. Trent,
I think it flies over.
I think it might, too.
How many people have this pent-up, and like you said, you're going to have shots on the arm. I'm hopeful I'll have my shots on the arm at that point. And just this year, a chance to get away, and the buildup. And we're going to be talking Iowa State football
and
everybody. And it's June, and you're just sitting there, and you're saying, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think 25,000 might be short. I think this thing might be 30, 35,000. I don't think I'm being hyperbolic. It is going to be that exciting for people to get out, support the Cyclones.
And it's such a fun city.
It is.
It's such a blast.
And how about that? For a return to normalcy and to do it in Vegas.
So what if the Raiders would play the next day?
Oh. That will be released.
April.
In April.
Yeah, in April at some point.
Might be a Monday return.
That'll be a tough ticket because their fans weren't allowed to get in last year either.
And especially if they play a Denver, a Kansas City, something like that.
A Los Angeles Charger.
Right. Well, that might be the easiest because how many Charger fans are there really?
You know what? There's going to be more. There's going to be more. That's going to be something to watch. Which LA team would you buy stock in for next year?
Oh, for next year?
For next year. Rams got a new quarterback.
They do.
Chargers got a really good young quarterback and a new head coach and a bunch of guys that were injured last year that are going to be back.
So we talked earlier with Tom Kakert and Derek Foster, the former Hawkeye running back coach, going and joining that staff. Do you see the other Hawkeye connection on that coaching staff for the Chargers?
No.
Tom Donatell, the walk-on safety,
whose,
of course, dad was a longtime defensive coordinator in the league. He is part of the staff as, I can't remember what his job was, but they listed, I don't know, 15 guys or something. He was on there. Not real old either. He's got to be 30, maybe. late 20s, early 30s.
Off to a pretty good start if he's reached that level.
Well, you got the name Donatello.
Doesn't hurt.
It helps.
Adam Emenecker, there's a name. He'll join us next, a name from Drake's past. Adam Emenecker, Trent and I will talk Loyola and Drake. It's a two-game set. What do we think NCAA-wise? Got to get a split with them? Got to get one quad win to feel pretty good about tournament-wise if it doesn't go your way the regular season? We'll talk to Adam Emenecker right now, though. It's time for another $1,000 slam dunk. Text the keyword GRAND to 200-200 right now. It's your chance at a grand. GRAND to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
All right, Adam Emenecker on Drake. Claxton's coming up here in about 25 minutes. Miller and Condon till noon. Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. 106.
Trent Condon here to let you know my good friends at Renter's Warehouse are in heavy demand right now in Des Moines for three reasons. One, the rental market is booming. People rent during uncertain times, and homes are getting leased fast. Two, with professional video marketing and self-showing technology, Renter's Warehouse meets all healthy and safety guidelines for our social distancing world. And three, with regulations changing so quickly, more people are learning that using an experienced property manager is far less stressful than trying to do everything yourself. Now is not the time to DIY or mess with inexperienced property managers. For a low, flat monthly fee, Renter's Warehouse will take the grunt work off your plate with no upfront fees and no paperwork or 3 a.m. maintenance calls. Plus, they can help you turn your part-time rental into a full-time cash flow machine. And if you're a real estate agent, they're offering cash payments for referrals. Go to renterswarehouse.com to book your free home rental price analysis today or call 515-528-4429. That's 515-528-4429. Renter's Warehouse Des Moines. You'll always have
in services.
Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 on the FM dial, just past 11:25 on a Friday. Drake and Loyola, the Bulldogs and the Ramblers. First place on the line, the Missouri Valley Conference, to help us talk about that and to catch up with Adam Emenecker, part of that outstanding 2007-2008 historical Drake season, 15-3 in the regular season. Of course, Adam had an unbelievable senior year. Adam, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on, Adam Emenecker. How you been?
No, I'm doing well. How are you guys? Good to talk to you.
No, it's good to talk to you, and grateful that you found some time for us. So let's, obviously such a big game this weekend. Let's kind of go back to how the season has unfolded. And look, nobody saw this coming, and yet here they are again. Darren DeVries, what makes him different from your perspective? What makes him have had the success to get here and to seemingly do this and have to build the roster along the way? And he's done so and done so in remarkable fashion. What is it about him, Adam, from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things. He's done a great job building a really balanced team. And, you know, some of that, obviously, you give credit to the coaches, and some of it, you bring in players, you don't know what to expect, and they turn out to be pretty good. So I think he's done a great job bringing in a balanced group. He's done a good job developing guys. But I think one of the things that really makes him different is the confidence that his players play with. Mm-hmm. So you look at this team, and they might go 11 or 12 deep, and no matter who steps on the floor, they're not turning over their shoulder every time they make a mistake. The kids are going out, and they're playing confident. I really like what Coach DeVries has done this year, too, increasing the intensity and the pace that they play with on the defensive side, really getting up in you in the full court. I think that's been a big part of their success this year. And, gosh, you know, to be sitting at 19-1, that's pretty special just in a short 3 years that DeVries has been here in Des Moines.
When you look back at last weekend, even before the loss on Sunday, Saturday, they were hair on fire to come back and get that victory. Is there anything that you saw, anything different? Was it the weight of the undefeated record or just a Valpo team that played good basketball for a weekend?
You know, honestly, when I watched the game, the thing that really stood out to me is it was just the perfect storm of stuff, right? I think one of the things that's been so great about Drake this year is even if they're top players like a Roman Penn or a Tank Hemphill, even if those guys struggle, somebody else stepped up. It's been Darnell Brody with 20. Early in the year, it was Garrett Sturts picking up 13 or 15, or Joe Yesufu coming off the bench and getting 15 or 18. But in that game, it was just shots weren't falling across the board. And you know what, guys? I mean, it's a game of percentages, right? Sometimes it happens. sometimes you just don't have a great game. And credit to Valpo. I thought the defensive game plan Coach Matt Loddick drew up was really, really effective. And, you know, I do think it can be difficult knowing that not only was there a Northern Iowa game this week on Wednesday, but coming into the big matchup this weekend against Loyola, it's easy to just let your guard down for a second. And I think Drake just kind of got caught in that. But good to see him bounce back with a big win over in-state rival Northern Iowa earlier this week as well.
No doubt about it. It's great that the college basketball world has noticed what's happening at the Knapp Center this weekend. Yep. ESPN clearing some stuff out that they're going to have both of those games will be shown. Clearly, Tank Hemphill, all eyes on him. We watched him limp off the floor. The cameras caught him limping off the floor, putting no pressure on that left foot of his. Do you know anything, Adam? I didn't see anything from Coach DeVries yesterday. Game time decision, is he that close, or what's the likelihood he goes, do you think?
I don't know a ton. All I know is watching that game and seeing the anguish on his face, it did not look like a 30-minute injury, so to speak, right? You know, guys playing basketball, you get used to rolling an ankle and those kind of things, but just looking at the anguish and the struggle on Tank's face during the game, you could tell he was hurting, and I think a lot of emotion pouring out of him just in terms of all the work he's put in for this year. So I don't have any inside information, but just like you mentioned, Ken, I'm hopeful to see him out there, even if it's not this weekend, before the end of the season, because, man, that guy has really changed the course of this team in terms of his toughness and his athleticism. He's fun to watch, and he really makes this team fun to watch.
Speaking of guys fun to watch, Joseph Yusufu off the bench, and we talked about it earlier in the week, Adam. Just the inconsistency, I think, could drive you nuts at times. But when he is on, that dude can score in bunches. A really good offensive player. What you've seen out of the young man for Bolingbrook.
Yeah, I think if you want to be critical of this team, it's that they don't have enough guys that are really off-the-bounce playmakers. Roman Penn is fantastic, and Roman Penn does a great job. Leader in the conference in assists, top 10 in the country, gets in the lane, creates for others. But Yesufu offers that additional punch off the bench, the ability to create for himself. And I think where he's really grown is not only his scoring ability. He could have done that last year. He's a good on-the-ball defender as well. He's like a little bowling ball, how strong he is and how explosive he is. But he's gotten a lot better as a creator and understanding how to pick and choose his spots. And I think that's a big part of how you've seen the growth from his freshman year to his sophomore year. He's a really key part of this team, and you watch Coach Darren DeVries, he does not hesitate to go to Yesufu late in games when he needs an extra ball handler and an extra playmaker on the floor to go and create. And listen, he's had some big outings, and you look at what he did in their overtime win against Illinois State here at home a couple of weeks ago, he was the primary spur of their offense to get him going. So Joe Yesufu, important part of this team, explosive athlete, really fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game, and of course they came back the next night and just blew Illinois State out. I want to ask you about Garrett Sturts, because I watch you. I think he's a coach in waiting. He's so smart between the ears, and he's not the most athletic kid, but he's in the play in the right spot for rebounds all the time. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Nicholas Bear, who played for the Hawks recently. Just that between the ears, the understanding of the game that Sturts has. Do you see that in him?
Yeah, he is. I call him during broadcast, I term him the backcut ninja. I feel like Garrett Sturts is always lurking in the shadows, looking to take advantage of somebody if they're one step out of position or even half a step slow to whatever they're doing. He is just mentally so sharp in how he sees and understands the game. He does a great job finding seams offensively on the backside, obviously, especially in league play, that gets more difficult as teams game plan for it. But as you mentioned, Ken, I mean, he's such a savvy rebounder. So even at 6'3", if you watch the footwork he has and the patience he has on the offensive side, pump fakes around the rim, spin moves around the rim, able to finish with both hands, and just the knack he has for knowing where the ball is going to go. You know, I think guys that really differentiate themselves as rebounders, one of the ways you can do that, especially on the perimeter, if you watch your teammates shoot on the offensive side, you get a feel for when the ball leaves their hand. Is it short? Is it long? And you can play the percentages. Just get yourself to a spot where you might have an opportunity to corral the rebound. And like you said, I think the Nicholas Bear comparison is a good one. Sturtz is a hustle guy for his team. He's always in the right spots, and he can be an emotional leader. I know he's a guy that's a heck of a lot of fun to coach and a great teammate for his group to be around.
Loyola this weekend, they come to town for the doubleheader and a really talented team. This team is better than the Final Four team, at least statistically. A lot better on the offensive end, and a couple of guys that played there with Williamson and Krutwig back for their senior seasons. When you look at this Loyola team, just how good do you see the Ramblers?
Yeah, I mean, this team is number one in the NCAA in scoring defense, number six in scoring margin, and number three in field goal percentage.
Yikes.
So they're the best defensive team in the country, and they make you play slow, and they're one of the most efficient offensive teams in the country. That's a tough combination to play against. It's interesting because as opposed to that Final Four team, they don't shoot a ton of threes. They don't have a ton of guys that are high-flying athletes, but, man, they are just solid across the board. We talked a little bit about Drake's depth. Loyola is the exact same way. They have Tate Hall, who's their second leading scorer. He's now in a bench role, coming off the bench and scoring. You mentioned Lucas Williamson. He had his career high is 25. You have Ahir Ugwak, whose career high is 26. Braden Norris, 19. Keith Clemens, 28. Jeez. You have all these different guys that can score points in bunches, but you never know who it's going to be on a given night. So Cameron Krutwig, the center of their offense, the best overall player. He's a twinkle-toed lefty that's just unconventional, leads the team in points, rebounds, blocks, is tied for the team, leading assists. Everything goes through him. But part of what makes this team dangerous, they're so dang good on the defensive end, just so well-schooled. They don't make mistakes and force you into uncomfortable positions. And offensively, they just execute to a T. They take good shots every time down the floor, and testament to Coach Porter Mosier. That group is fully bought in, and they're tough.
They really are. I mean, Missouri State, one of the better teams in the conference, they bludgeoned them, Adam, 30-something, 20-something. So how do you beat this Loyola team?
Yeah, I think part of what you have to do, you have to make sure to limit turnovers against this group. You want to get as many opportunities at the rim as possible because they're the top scoring defense. If you turn the ball over four, five, six, seven times and a half, maybe seven, eight times and a half, they're going to limit those possessions. So you got to make sure that you have an opportunity to get the ball against the rim. And, you know, I think Drake in their loss at Valpo, 2 of 15 from three. They can't be 2 of 15 from three in this game. And we were talking about Tank Hemphill earlier. If Tank Hemphill's out, Drake's fortunate to take some of those minutes for Jonah Jackson and Garrett Sturtz. I think Jonah Jackson, Garrett Sturtz, and maybe even DJ Wilkins, they're going to have to step up their scoring a bit to provide some momentum. This is a winnable game for either team, but for Drake, their offense has to be a little more fluid than it was in those couple games against Valparaiso, and even more fluid than it was in their last home game, even though it was a big win against Northern Iowa.
Let's fast forward here a month, and Drake is in the NCAA tournament, be it automatic bid or they do get one of the at-large berths if they don't win the MVC tournament. Matchups are always so important. What kind of team would concern you? If you look across, you see whatever it is. It's an 8-9 game. It's a 6-11 game. And you see a team built like this. Who would scare you from a Drake perspective?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the things that's special about this team, maybe relative to teams in the past, is how versatile they are and how many different styles they can play. So especially with Tank Hemphill out there, when this team picks up full court, they do a great job making the other team really uncomfortable. I think they do a better job against teams. It's easier for this Drake team to turn you over with teams that don't have great point guard play or really rely on one solid single ball handler that's going to have the ball in their hands a lot. They can really wear them down with the number of guys Drake throws at you. But, you know, I do feel, Trent, I feel like this group, that they have wings, 6'5" to 6'7" that are good athletes. They have a big man in the middle, Darnell Brody, who's shown an ability to get 20 and 10 when he needs to, shown an ability on the defensive end to be a defensive stopper. I'm not sure that there's any one style that makes this, that would be difficult for this team to beat. Honestly, they haven't had a lot of tests this year in the non-conference. Obviously, the win by 10 over Kansas State, the first game of the season. I'm just looking forward to seeing how they do against some of the bigger schools across the country, because I think physically, I think they match up pretty well, and having a year of confidence sitting at 19-1 right now, I think they have a chance to be pretty dangerous. Between Drake and Loyola, I know the Valley, the conference, is pretty excited about the prospects come March.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Last thing for me, Adam. Liam Robbins moved on, obviously, and he's in the Big Ten. And you know what? He hasn't looked out of place. Listening to the game yesterday, I think it was Hummel was saying that, you know, get him in the weight room, put a little bit more muscle on him. He's really having an impact this early in his career in the Big Ten, a league with a whole bunch of five men, as you know, watching it. Your thoughts on Liam Robbins with the Gophers?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what to expect when he made the transition, but I think, like you said, Ken, he's kind of fit in. So if you look at his numbers, you look at his stats, they're really similar. He was 14-7 last year at Drake. He's 13-7 now with Minnesota. Picked up his three-point percentage, shooting about 35% from distance, and he's a true seven-footer. Continues to block shots. Has had a couple big games. 27-14 was the big highlight against Ohio State. And you know, I think Liam Robbins, when he was here, he was a guy that you could see playing in the NBA because of his ability to impact the game around the rim and just the touch that he showed, the ability, the capability he had at that point in time to be able to shoot the ball from distance and really stretch the floor. And, you know, I think obviously going to continue to put on more weight. His body this year even looks different than his body did last year. But Liam Robbins, man, I would really love to see him still in blue and white. But best of luck to that kid, still playing well up north with Minnesota.
Well, here we are now 13 years later from your senior season and that great run for Drake. Yet your name not just reverberates because we hear you on the broadcast of Drake basketball, but because you have a sandwich named after you. I don't know if I've ever heard your perspective of the story. Do you get a nickel for every one of these sandwiches? Does Gerleman still hook you up? How did this come together, and where is it today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny thing how that started. And, you know, it's interesting, especially as all the talk you see now going on with athletes and being able to utilize their likeness,
good point. Et
cetera. I think, you know, it was just so happened for me that Jethro's was opening as we were having a pretty good couple months and getting a lot of attention. And, you know, I think to your point, Trent, for better or for worse, that's helps to keep my unique last name maybe more a part of the community than it would be otherwise. But, you know, it's obviously Jethro's has continued to grow and expand and has had a successful run over the last 13 years throughout the central Iowa community. And I can't imagine a better partnership between Jethro's being right in the neighborhood of Drake, what Drake basketball has become as well. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of both of them and happy to support both of them as best I can.
Yeah, man versus food periodically, run into a rerun there. There you are in the background, yep. And the dude's coming in to try his luck eating the Emmenecker. Adam, thanks for doing this for us. Appreciate it. We'll probably reach out to you again here as we get into the month of March. It's going to be a fun weekend down at the Knapp Center, no doubt about it. Thank you, Adam Emmenecker. Great to reconnect with you.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. Let's hope for a couple more Drake victories, and I'm always happy to talk Bulldog basketball. Great to talk to you. Looking forward to doing it soon.
Take care, Adam. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye. Adam Emmenecker from the 2007-08, of course, the Larry Bird winner. What a team. Korver, Bucky Cox, Leonard Houston, Josh Young. Boy, that was a starting five.
John Michael Hall.
John Michael, I remember that name. There was another. What was the other big kid too that was on that roster? And he was there for
Heemskerk.
Yes, Heemskerk. Mm-hmm. And there was another dude, really athletic, should have played football. Number two. Oh God, he just looked like a built like a brick. You know what?
Not Leonard Houston.
No, and Leonard Houston's a hell of a player. I'm thinking of somebody else.
I'm looking at the roster here.
Yeah, number two.
Not even seen a number two. This is from the Ken Pom site that just had guys that played a bunch.
Okay. Go through real quick the names. This is bugging me.
Breyer Bruck?
No.
Heemskerk?
No, remember Heemskerk.
Korver?
No.
Cox?
No.
Young?
Yes! No, not Young. No.
Houston? Emmenecker?
No.
Parker?
No.
John Michael Hall?
That's it?
That's it.
No, I know this kid was on the team. I know for sure he was. He built like a linebacker.
Must have been a deep backup because they have 10 guys listed
is
here.
That right? And they don't list him at all. Now I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, 2008 Drake basketball.
2007-8 Drake basketball.
All right, here we go. All right, so we're digging a little bit deeper here as we're going through.
We have time.
A big guy. Oh, Alex White?
Yes!
Alex White.
What number was he?
2.
Bang! I don't know where he came from. I have no idea.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Found his way to Des Moines.
I'm just happy that I remembered his number.
That's pretty good.
I hope you guys remember our number, 284-5966, because it is time. Klaxon's giveaway. First 4 callers. You can't have played for the last 4 weeks. If you've played, you're out. We'll give 4 of you an opportunity to win some Klaxon BBQ. When we come back, we'll give you 4 games and a tiebreaker. 284-5966. Miller and Condon till noon. Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO and 106.
Totally different way to play.
Woohoo! Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, 106.3. On the FM dial, Klaxon's Barbecue in Altoona. Boy, I ate the crap out of it last weekend.
I knew you were excited.
Oh, man. I think it might be better the next day.
Yeah.
And it's so good. I mean, it's good all the time. KlaxonBBQ.com, KlaxonBBQ.com, 3131 8th Street in Altoona. Brian, Brad, Spencer, and Adam, we're going to give you 4 games and a tiebreaker. Well, 3 games and a race and a tiebreaker. Let's get Brian in here first of all. Brian, welcome to the program. How are you, Brian?
Fantastic. Friday.
Indeed it is, my friend. All right, so the Condon Casino has come up with these lines in conjunction with Ken Palm. Iowa is a 6.5-point favorite at Michigan State.
Take the point.
Taking the points in Sparty. Iowa State gets 12.5 tomorrow from Kansas.
Kansas.
Drake getting 3.5 tomorrow at the Knapp Center versus Loyola.
I'll take Loyola.
Will an odd or even numbered car win Daytona?
Odd.
Joe Wieskamp and Rasir Bolton, this is the tiebreaker. Combined, those two gentlemen will score how many points closest without going over, Brian?
38.
Brian, have a good weekend. Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Brad is up next as he tries to win some Klaxons. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Iowa's a 6.5-point favorite over Michigan State.
I got Iowa.
Iowa State is getting 12.5 from Kansas.
I'll go with Kansas.
Drake getting 3.5 versus Loyola of Chicago.
Drake.
Odd or even number car win Daytona?
Even.
Joe Wieskamp, Rasir Bolton, closest without going over. Total points, those guys combined.
31.
Brad, have a good weekend.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Spencer is with Miller and Condon. Hi, Spencer. How was your week?
Oh, it's going. You can imagine I'm moving this week, so that's a real good time.
Oh, no. Brutal.
Awful.
Hope you got lots of friends.
yeah.
Iowa's a 6.5-point favorite over Michigan State.
Let's go Iowa.
Iowa State gets 12.5 from Kansas.
You know, let's give the Cyclones a chance here. Let's take the Clones.
I hope it's close. You're taking the points, attaboy. Drake gets 3.5 from Loyola.
Let's run it all Iowa, baby. Let's go, Drake.
Attaboy. Odd, even in Daytona.
We'll go odd.
Joe Wieskamp, Rasir Bolton, going to combine to score how many points? Closest without going over.
Go 29, please.
29. Spencer, I was going to say enjoy the weekend, but you're moving. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, see you, Spencer. Adam is the final contestant in Klaxons for another week. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Iowa's a 6.5-point favorite over Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Iowa State gets 12.5 from the Jayhawks.
Jayhawks.
Drake is getting 3.5 from Loyola.
Drake.
Odd, even wins Daytona 500.
Even.
Even for you. Joe Wieskamp, Rasir Bolton combined to score this many points tomorrow. How many is that closest without going over?
Let's go 28.
28 for you, Adam. Adam, have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Appreciate Klaxons in Altoona, 3131 8th Street Southwest. KlaxonBBQ.com. Can you imagine moving tomorrow in this?
No.
Oh.
No.
Spencer.
I refuse. I will pay somebody to do that,
I'm
right?
I'm with you. That's torture.
And if I can't pay, I will put it on a credit card.
Oh. And I just hope that that he's not moving into an apartment that he's got the upper floor.
Oh, yes.
And you're trying to move the couch and stuff, and the elevator's not working. And you'll find out how many legitimate friends you have this weekend, Spencer, if they're there to help you. All right, do you have a game tonight?
I do, yeah. Going to make my way over to Waukee to see the top-ranked Warriors against Southeast Polk. The girls' game will be great. Number one versus number four in that one. And then the boys' side will come up right after that. So should
radio
be fun.
Radio, too?
Yeah, we'll have radio call 6 o'clock right after the Fanatics finish up. You can hear it here on KXNO. And we'll also have the video stream with CISN.
So that's a 6:15 tip for the girls?
6:15 for the girls and 7:45 for the boys. John Lamb with Handel University will be on the call with me. And
we got to be running out of regular season here, are we not?
It's coming to the end. In fact, regional play for girls in 1A, 2A, and 3A starts this week. Right around the corner.
Are you planning on getting to the well?
I'll be at the well. Next week, I'll be at the well for state wrestling.
Yeah. Jesus, here.
You get to a little late start for you on Friday, about 10:30.
Okay.
And I'll hustle back. AD already said yesterday, he'll get you on the air. You don't have to worry about running this board over here.
Good stuff. Well, we're in trouble if I do. All right, Murph and Andy at 2, the Fanatics at 4, Trent at 6:15 with a little high school basketball. Tomorrow morning, a Saturday morning pregame. Have a good weekend. Miller and Condon, 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM.